This is Colourful Radio.
Hello, Heather. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. And you had to let me in, huh?
And we had to let you in. Good to see you, girl.
Good to be here. It's really
empowering,
actually.
Let me tell you, the last time I saw you was Wembley High Street in December 2008.
That's right. I turned on the Wembley lights.
You did?
Yes, it was a real community-based thing, and I absolutely loved it. There was lots of young children there. There were some people, some young people got on stage and did their thing as well, and really supported by all their friends. It was magical, I have to say. I enjoyed myself immensely.
You see, you know, Wembley's the place to be, isn't it?
It would seem so.
So you're going to come back next year to hang out with us?
I don't mind at all.
Okay. What do you mean, for goodness sake?
Oh,
LA?
Wembley's the place to be. It's all about South Wheezy.
South London in the house. Heather's saying no.
West London, yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here staring at you, Heather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been around for quite some time, and I feel like I shouldn't even say that. Because
that's fine.
You know, no, honestly, you'd look so fresh as the first day you stepped onto the scene. Really and truly, I mean, no need to blush.
I'll come again.
All of you,
this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that you could actually change your name and come back as a new artist.
I don't think I will do that, but thank you. I'll take that as a kind of compliment, Lane.
No, but it is a compliment. It is a compliment.
I'm only
joking.
Most
definitely is. It is a compliment. I mean, in today's climate, when you've got so many other youngsters coming to the fore, and let's say that they have it terribly easy, don't they?
Mm.
If there were an X Factor, well, they do, don't they? If there were an X Factor about back in your day, would you have chosen that route?
Absolutely not. I would have been way too shy. Yeah, and you know, it would seem in society now it seems to have its place because lots of people endorse it, but there is something to be said about, you know, looking for like-minded people, joining a band and playing little places and just knowing your craft. And first and foremost, knowing about the music as opposed to how to deal with photographers and interviewers.
Which is what these kids are looking for, first of all. As soon as they get in the studio, they come out in the studio, it's like, where's my posters? Where's the paparazzi?
You know, I haven't been papped today.
You haven't been papped today. You soon will, don't worry.
No, I'm saying that's the youngster's mentality. I think, because we do live in a celebrity-led culture, and I think mostly people who are still interested in music are still doing it because it's a passion and it's in their hearts.
You know, when you sort of like think back, if you were to, talk to the youngsters as to how it was in the beginning for you, how long was it before you actually got involved with M People? What were you doing before that and how long did it take?
Before M People, I was in a band called Hot House.
Oh,
and
right.
I was with them for about between 3 and 4 years. Mm. And we got a publishing deal. You know, it was that whole gentle, gradual thing. I went for an audition, my first and ever audition. I was very nervous. I sung a song that they had created. They liked my voice. They called me back and we were a band. So I did that for a while. We had 2 releases, none of which set the world on fire. Nobody knew my name. And I thought, if this finishes, I will not try again because I was quite shy. But it was in my blood by then, and the guys in M People knew that I was going to leave Hot House, and we had the same management, and I joined them.
And so what did Mum and Dad say when you chose this career?
Well, to be truthful, they were surprised, because I've never been one for really saying exactly what I want to do and when I'm going to do it. So I went to school, I did my exams and everything, and the singing was always on the side. I never thought to myself that I could just ditch everything else and be a singer. I had to feel more comfortable about earning a living as a singer first.
You know, I went to see Freddie Jackson over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He was absolutely phenomenal. He was just so fantastic. And actually, you're due to appear at the O2, aren't you?
Indigo. Yes, I am on the 19th.
When's that?
The 19th of March.
19th, so it's this month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it in a funny kind of way. I mean, the songs that I do, I will do some M People stuff, but a lot of it will be a very bluesy, jazzy influence set as well. So just to show a range of the range of my voice.
And it is bluesy, jazzy where your heart is and has always been, because you did a lot of kind of dancey pop with M People, didn't you?
Not really. I think that if it's good music, what I've always been about is something that can express my voice to its full potential. So the songs in M People, I think, did that. And as I've matured, I think that my voice has gotten a more depth and quality of sound. So I think I can do those songs justice now. So I'm where I am at the right time.
Well, the reason why I said about Freddie Jackson, I mean, it was a walk in the park for him. You know, you could just see the quality of artist he was. I mean, what is your set like to watch? You can see that if there was a little hiccup here, he covered it, you know.
Yeah.
What's it like for you on stage?
And that's the thing about experience, because you get on stage and as nervous as I am, I know whatever happens, I'll be able to deal with it. And when I get on stage, it's my domain. I am queen on that stage.
Absolutely.
And I take everything by the scruff of the neck and hold on tight. So, yeah, I'm in control. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And when you're on stage with great musicians, you know, it spurs you on to just do other things that maybe you haven't rehearsed. And because they're so good at what they do and they're so experienced, they just follow you. And so sometimes you do feel like you've taken off on stage, that you're flying.
So, I mean, M-People, right, that's no longer, I take it.
Well, you know, we've never officially broken up. And I am going, but I am going, we do shows sometimes, but there's no studio albums. And I will be going to Zagreb, in fact, on the 12th of this month. I'll be doing a show out there with the band. So it's nice to get back together every once in a while. And like I said, my voice is much more mature and I have much more control over it. So going and singing those songs again, I think I do give a different energy to it all now.
And so have you been writing consistently since?
I haven't written for the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years. But I did some stuff after I did Proud. So and I had another album out there. So I did a song called Close to a Miracle that I'm really pleased with.
All right. So at the Olympics, tell me about that. Because apparently, well, did you sing or did they play your tune? Which was it?
Well, they've used it as the official theme song, that was Be Proud, and I was performing in the Mall at the handover ceremony. That was absolutely amazing. There was thousands of people, and I got on stage and I just felt this sense of power and belonging, which, you know, you don't always feel as a black female growing up in London. So yeah, I enjoyed it.
And I think that track was just so appropriate for such a ceremony, you know, about being proud of what you can do.
Yeah, and trying to make a difference, you know, however small.
Yes.
You know, it's not about everybody seeing what you do. It's knowing what you are able to do.
And can I just say, so as we're speaking about Proud, this is a very proud day for Colourful Radio. And we thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's
but
been
of course,
a pleasure.
It's your station, too. How proud do you feel
about being here today?
Well, Colourful Radio, because remember, it's a, you know, it's wow, I don't think there's a station like it.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, and just even coming in today and seeing all the activity and all the excitement, it rubs off on you. So I hope that continues.
Well, I think it will.
It will do. It will do.
So does that mean that you're going to, I mean, you said you haven't been writing for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Can we expect an album?
Well, I'm not too sure. I mean, somebody has approached me about maybe going and doing some more writing and stuff like that. But I'll see how I feel. I think if you've got something to say, then you should write. And if you haven't, then you should shut up.
Mm. I'll always sing. I'm just wondering, how about more dancing? You know, we saw you on...
Oh, yeah, Strictly.
Or don't, even the music makes me shiver now. I have to say, it was fun. It was so fun. And that thing will keep you fit.
Oh,
yeah, my sister had to try hard on that show. They were not kind.
But you enjoyed it?
Oh, totally.
Well,
totally,
we enjoyed watching you. Now, that's my favourite reality programme, myself and my little girl. And when you guys are on doing your thing, we're doing it with you
as well. That's it, you see, because it crosses so many different generations. You know, my mother watched it, my son. I mean, they all had a comment, of course. So, yeah, from the dresses to the shoes to the dance, it was funny, honestly.
And was John Sargent's really that bad? Was it all a laugh? You know, was it all a...
John Sargent was lovely. I got on with him like a house on fire because he's very funny. He's just very witty. And I think he played it for laughs.
Mm.
And that he got so far made the judges not laugh. They truly were not happy. But he was on his way to the final.
I know.
He was getting like 50% of the votes and the rest of us had to share the other 50%. It was hard.
Well, I just like the way he said, you know, what the judges fail to remember is the public will keep me in.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
He was very funny. Oh. Very, very funny. And his Paso Doble will go down in Strictly history.
You know, I would think that black people is supposed to have natural rhythm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I take it you've got natural rhythm.
Well, You know, I don't do badly. Yeah. And even I did think that I would struggle with the ballroom. But, you know, it's enjoyable. You hear the music.
You did well.
And I did one of the dances to Mariah Carey. So, you know, it was enjoyable. You know, you do feel like a princess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and how many times do you see a black princess on national TV?
So, and, you know. I think Bruna at one stage said to you, Heather, you're a singer. So feel the music, feel the music. And I think you were a bit intimidated, first of all, were you?
It wasn't so much that I was intimidated. It was that I'm dancing with a professional dancer who's danced from since he was seven. And behind the scenes, there were some judges saying to me, you know, match your partner, give it the same passion. Oh. And I'm like, wait a minute. Wow. You know, I've just only started, you know, give me time to match him. Give me time for that passion.
You see, that's what I mean. She's supposed to just naturally have that passion.
Just get on with
the thing
it,
is,
naturally.
You know, if you've never done any of those things before, it's not easy.
It's not
that
easy.
It's the straight back, the neck to one side and the hands sticking out somewhere else. Because, you know, being a child of Africa, when you move it all. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
But it was fun, definitely, it was fun.
And so, talking about children,
I have a son, yeah, he's 11. Yeah, I think most people know that I've got a son because I talk about him constantly.
And what does he think? Does he know the gravity of your success?
Whether he would care, I don't really know. You know, it's like anyone who's a mother, whatever you do outside the house. The moment you're in the vicinity of your children, whether it be in the house or out the house, you're mummy. So when he sees me sing, you know, he loves it and he says that he enjoys it. But first and foremost, I'm his mum.
And so would you recommend that he get into the music industry?
He's a sportsman. He's a natural sportsman, yeah. So the choice of music over sport, you know, music would never win. He plays guitar and he also piano. So he has a love of music. Mm. But to go in as a profession, it would definitely be sport.
Ah, and so if it wasn't music for you, what would it be?
Funnily enough, I would like to have been a dancer, but after Strictly, I'm not too sure. Maybe nothing classical, you know.
I think John Sargent said the same, Heather.
And so can I ask you, looking at your personality now, would you do Big Brother?
Absolutely not. Oh, my goodness. I think some people, they would come in for me and take me out in a straitjacket. Somebody could see me 24/7. That'd just be horrible, girl.
So what are you like, though? What are you like? Would you be kind of aggressive? Would you be passive? Would you be a peacemaker? What would you be like? How would you handle yourself?
You know, when you're a woman, you're many things. So all of the above. Yeah, but it might not be pretty.
So you had Coolio to deal with. How would you deal with him?
Well, I didn't watch the program. Last... Oh. Yeah, but I was informed about Coolio. But my sister told me that he got sometimes he did get harsh treatment.
Yeah, he did.
And that,
did.
You know, they were playing to a stereotype. So I don't know, you know. But I can tell you this for sure. I will not be in Big Brother.
Oh, well, we'll see. What about if the
honey,
right check came along?
Never enough money. I didn't do Strictly for the money, that's for sure. I did that for pure enjoyment. Yes. Yeah, for all the hours I put in, there wasn't enough money in that bank.
Actually, how many hours did you put in?
Oh, well, towards the end there, it's like 5-6 hours a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's on top of your regular routine, isn't it?
Makes you super fit. Mm. Definitely. Yeah. I'd recommend dancing, any kind of dance, to everyone, you know.
Well done to you. Can you just remind us again of March the 19th, what's going on in London?
Yeah, well, that's me, Indigo, on the 19th of March.
Can't miss it. And I've got to tell you, for the first time, I actually went up to the Indigo, and the whole complex is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, it's fantastic. And the Indigo
good venue.
Is a fantastic venue. But just before we go up to the news, because I can see that my girl here is very professional, she's looking at the thing. Mm-hmm. Can you do a little live thing for us here?
I know you're joking.
No. No. You just said to me that, you know, doesn't matter what it is, we throw the ball at you, you just throw it back.
Think something.
Yeah,
about
really hard.
Come on, you got it, baby, you got it. Just
I can't,
one little bit.
I cannot.
Do you have to warm up or something?
No, I have to be ready. And is there any payment involved?
Yeah, I'll pay you.
No, you said that too quick. I don't believe you.
All right, Heather, it's been really magnificent just to have you, even if you're only speaking.
Mm-hmm. And not dancing or singing.
Or singing. Good luck with the show.
Thank
and look,
you.
Bring an album very, very soon.
Thank you very much.
And have you got anything to say to our colourful listeners as well? Because, of course, today is our launch day.
I would say keep listening. Definitely.
Keep listening. As simple as that. Heather Small, thank you so much for joining us
on
Colourful today.
This is Colourful Radio.